Hello, this is Chris Wink.
Hi, Chris there. It's Dave here.
Dave Holden from I Draw Slow. Hi, Dave.
How are you doing, Chris? Are you well?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing very good now. Very good here in Dublin.
You'll be coming over to play a show at Cafe Lena this weekend.
Yeah, we'll be there at the start of a short tour we're doing around the East, starting in Cafe Lena on Saturday.
Do you guys sort of do like these tours in bursts like this?
We generally do. We would normally come over for a little longer than this, but we'd come over this one. About 10 days, starting in Cafe Lena and ending up in Washington, D.C. We were there a couple of months ago. We were over for about 3 weeks to a month around the Southwest.
You guys were going for, what, about 10 years before you really started to push for something to happen here in the U.S., right?
We've been together about 11 years. We've been coming over to the States now to tour. I guess this is our sixth, seventh year, maybe.
How did you sort of make the break for America? Was that something you were hoping to do eventually?
No. Well, I mean, you know, America's always a big draw to everybody this side of the pond, especially for the kind of music that we were playing. No, we were just kind of getting going here, and we'd put out our second album, but our first main album, really. And we did a video for it of a track of ours called Goldmine. And there was a label in North Carolina called Pine Castle Records, and the owner, Lonnie, just saw the video. He was just looking for something like that, and he just rang us up out of the blue, so we weren't expecting it at all. And then he asked us to come over. I remember initially at the time, we had said, yeah, you know, we'll do that, but, you know, we kind of had families and different stuff going on, but, you know, I don't think we'll be able to go over there, you know. I think about a month later, he was like, look, do you want to come over for the IBMAs in Nashville? And we just couldn't turn that down. So when we came down, it went quite well, and that just led to a few things, which led to signing with a booking agent, and we've moved to another label there last year, into Compass Records, but at our last record.
That's the album Turn Your Face to the Sun?
Yeah.
Where's this deep love you seem to have for American roots music? It's a little bit different than Irish music.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. We were kind of, myself and my sister, we both sing in the band and we write the songs, and I suppose we kind of grew up around country music in our house. My dad, you know, he would sing a little bit and play a little bit, but he was big into Kris Kristofferson and people like that. And then later on, we played in different bands, kind of rock and funk. A few of us started getting into playing like bluegrass and old time and Cajun about 15 years ago with another band, and we started going around playing festivals. I had picked it up in Australia. Years ago, I went to Australia and I was busking over there, and I hooked up with a banjo player I met over there called Laurie. He kind of took me under his wing and we went around. He showed me bluegrass. I'd never heard of it. So when I came back to Ireland, I was like, hey, everybody, you got to hear this music. It's great. There is a bit of a scene here. So we started going to festivals. And after a few years, because I'd been playing it a lot, it was just kind of natural. I loved that kind of form of songwriting, the kind of American folk, old time, Appalachian, that kind of style of thing. So myself and my sister just started writing songs in that kind of genre, because it just sort of seemed natural to us, you know, because we'd been playing it for a few years, and it led to I Draw Slow, and we just got in the other members, and it was pretty organic. Like, we didn't really plan it, because we do get asked that a lot, why this kind of music.
That's pretty cool, though. You said you and your sister do the writing of the songs.
Yeah.
How does the band work? Do you sort of bring the songs to the band and they help flesh it out, or do you guys have it pretty much fleshed out by the time it comes to the band?
That's pretty much how we do it. We sit down. Normally I'll kind of come up with an idea for a song, and then I'll go to my sister and we'll sit down. She writes the lyrics and I'll write the music. It's normally the way it works. And then when we're kind of happy enough that we'll go to the band, we'll sit down and go, look, this is the idea. And sometimes we'll have fairly strong ideas, like, you know, this will do this and this will do this. And other times it'll be like, you know, this is what it sounds like. Let's try a couple of things and see how it works. It sort of changed a bit over the years. We used to be quite traditional in how we did it. We wanted it to sound like Appalachian or old-time country or a bit Irish and this kind of stuff. But now, I suppose, with our last album, we're kind of just into kind of writing songs now, because it's the type of the lineup, you know, we've banjo and fiddle and double bass and that, you know, it's always going to sound like folk music. It's always going to sound, have that kind of American folk music sound and Irish folk music sound because of the type of instruments. But when we write songs, I guess we're not really thinking about that so much anymore. I guess, you know, when you're doing it for that long, you just think about writing songs.
I'm talking with Dave Holden from I Draw Slow. The latest album they have out is called Turn Your Face to the Sun. Now, I Draw Slow is playing at Cafe Lena this Saturday night. So, Dave, I wanted to ask you, before I let you go, a listener who might be going to your show for the very first time, is there something that might sort of surprise them about the band?
Well, what we do, basically, with shows, I mean, we kind of separate shows. shows and albums as such, you know, although we would kind of be thrown in a lot of the time at bluegrass festivals and stuff like that, we wouldn't be a bluegrass band as such. What we do is although we do play a lot of kind of fiddle music and stuff like that and very upbeat stuff, we also have kind of ballady songs of just myself and my sister and stuff that's a bit country and stuff that's a little bit Irish. But we like to think we put on a very good show where it's pretty obvious when you come see us that we're all pretty passionate about what we do. We're never phoning it in. Pardon the irony. I know I'm phoning it in right now. but you know what I mean?
Yes.
We're not normally phoning it in.
Well, Dave, I thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with me, and I wish you guys luck with this current album, and we're looking forward to more new music from you down the road.
Yeah, well, we're already working on it, so thank you, Chris.
Cheers. Oh, that's fantastic. Cafe Lena, Saturday night, I Draw Slow. Don't miss out.